Welcome to The Worst Week Yet, the least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we look out across the vast expanse of the American countryside and we're reminded of the things that are truly important. Apple pie, hot dog, and the freedom to do 9/11 jokes. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary, and I am joined by an amalgamation of the same two people, but in a different way. Joining me in person is Kennedy Cooper. Kennedy, what's up?
What's up? We're sitting in my usual recording space.
Yeah, Kennedy, co-host this week. Our guest, the esteemed, the oft-times co-host, but this time in our third chair.
The honorable. The lovely.
The indeterminable. I don't know what that word means. Dee Dee Rose! What's up, Deanna?
Hi.
Welcome to The Worst Week Yet. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks. You're actually late on welcoming me because I've been having the worst week yet all week.
Well, the show never really stops. Like, we record for an hour or two, but, like, it keeps going after we hit stuff. It's like the podcast that never ends, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Like, I had to wait on a fraternity date party the other night. I was definitely already having the worst week yet before you welcomed me.
Wait. Time out. You mean to tell me that an entire fraternity decided just to date each other? Men going their own way. You love to see it.
That's beautiful,
no,
actually.
No, they brought dates. They brought the girlies.
It was boo.
And all these boys looked like they were wearing their dad's suit jackets. They were at a junior Republican National Convention. And I walked into the bathroom and one of the girls was talking to one of the other girls. They were having like a little giggle scream about the one girl like taking it up the ass later. And all I could think of was like, whichever one of these losers she's about to fuck definitely screams trickle down economics when he comes.
This is for Reagan. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have to hit.
You know, the worst week yet. Be weaken and worsen.
Weaken and worsen. I got weak to the left of me, worsen to the right. Here I am stuck in the podcast again. All right. Deanna, Kennedy, we have so much news. I'm going to be honest with you. There might be a little too much news this week. We might have
That's
to
a lot.
We might have to throw a Molotov cocktail at this laptop halfway through. But before we...
Violence reduce the news.
Before we get to any of that bullshit, we do have to talk about some other bullshit, which is the fact. That's right. This is not speculation.
It's not speculative at all.
This is not an opinion piece. This is
Don't believe them.
This is a fuck you, Deanna. This is a factual story.
Y'all are the two most speculative motherfuckers I've ever met.
Well, I promise you, I've looked into this. And it is 100% true that we have a Patreon, patreon.com/worstweekyet. You can sign up to support the show. Me and Kennedy, since we're together, we decided to watch a fucked up movie. We watched a movie, Deanna, that was basically like, what if China did computer 9/11? It was fucking sick, dude.
Okay, but like, what if China did computer 9/11?
The answer is you'd move to Mexico.
Spoilers. Spoilers for Dragon Day. We talked about a wild, stupid movie. We're trying to figure out like the name for these like conservative, but like thinly, but also like thickly veiled conservative movies that, you know, like if you just watched it and really didn't think, if you didn't know much about politics, you'd be like, is this just a bad movie? But like there is actually other stuff going on.
And it's like they're kind of a mixture of like horror and like
after school special, like families learning lessons kind of thing.
Dan, I've noticed you've picked the microphone up and I don't know what you're putting it down now.
There's already a name for this. It's called propaganda.
These aren't good propaganda films though. Like Strain 100 was not a good propaganda film. We couldn't even agree on what it wanted to propagandize about.
We couldn't figure out what they were proselytizing in that one.
But that's the thing, is that's this movie, Dragon Day, is the same way. Okay.
Yeah.
Again, the whole review is at Patreon.
Republicans are bad at stuff.
No, I really think it's like they're trying to like sort of couch their beliefs into fiction. It's like, you know, I mean, leftists are good at, like, inherently good at this, right? Like, there's a lot of great inherently leftist fiction. This is one of the things that upsets conservatives.
It's literally 1984.
Like, leftists are like actually good at this in general. There's like a lot of media that's like, hey, I put my left wing politics in here and I made it coherent, and everyone's like, okay, that's cool. Conservatives, it feels like they're trying to do the same thing in their own way, where it's like, I'm just kind of slyly inserting my politics into this, but I'm not making it too obvious. It's kind of subtle. But it's like, they get, maybe it's because they don't really know what their politics are entirely or something. They get confused along the way.
Yeah, something is wrong here.
Like, this isn't just a Strain 100 problem. This is actually like a consistent phenomenon.
Are we on the bonus feed right now?
No. Anyway, but,
oh, wait, yeah. So if you sign up at $10 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Chauncey Yonders, Terminally Online Leftist, Music to Ignore, Zap Actions Downer, Megaforce Base, Nandy Angelus, Dragula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo Hummus, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, You Fuck Like My Dad, Josh Troopin, Brienne, Nick Adams, parentheses, Alpha Male, Idnix, and NCIS Toe Squids. Patreon.com/worst week yet.
Dang.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, on to the news.
Sign up so we can buy magic cards.
Are you on drugs? What's going on?
This is what happens when two knuckleheads get together, Deanna. You should know it happens to us most weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Me and Deanna are always talking about getting magic cards. So we do have a lot of news, so I'm just going to get into it. I want to just briefly talk about, you know, I don't know if you're aware, but we're under a year from the 2024 presidential election, and a new poll just came out that has Joe Biden at 36% and Donald Trump at 41%. Joe Biden is trailing Trump in 5 out of the 6 swing states. We are cooked, folks. This ham is ready for Christmas. I'm so sorry to be the bearer of the bad news, but yeah.
Well, actually, I want to point out,
there's a war on Christmas, first of all.
Consistently, this is something that I've made note of, is that Democrats outperform polls and Republicans underperform polls consistently. So they're basically, really, they're neck and neck right now, which should still terrify you.
Yeah.
But the other thing that's exciting about this is that they're both eating shit in this poll.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy was at 16%. So
that's,
people are like,
crazy as fuck.
People are like, you know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden are both so bad that we'll vote for a literal fucking psycho, dude. Fuck it. Fuck it. Put the Joker in the White
House. Put the Joker in the White House.
Honestly, I'd vote for the Joker at this point. I feel like he'd do some fun stuff.
Can I still vote for that? Can I still vote for the asteroid?
You know, there's a lot of states aren't letting the asteroid onto the ballot. Like, you know how the fucking DNC and RNC, like, you know, yeah, they're opposing teams, but they're working together. Like, you know, we get it.
I'm
we
writing
see.
In the asteroid.
You can write in the asteroid for sure. For sure.
I think, though.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, I voted for Joe Biden last week.
More importantly than which one of them is leading the other in the polls, I think that the fact that neither of them have even breached the 50% mark.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a high bar.
So indicative of the fact that, like, nobody wants y'all. Fuck off.
Well, you know, the rest of the field is not looking good. There was a Republican debate this week. In which
I watched it.
Kennedy watched it. I didn't watch that shit. I'm on the road.
I didn't watch that shit. I have stuff to do. I have like 4 jobs.
I will say there was like, I saw a few moments like Nikki Haley called Vivek scum because Vivek was like, somebody said something about Vivek using TikTok and
yeah, it was Nikki. Nikki was like, yeah. Vivek, you're on TikTok. And Vivek was like, your daughter's on TikTok. And Nikki Haley was like, I'll kill you, motherfucker. And honestly, even I cheered. I was like, yes.
Yeah. But here's the thing is that Vivek being like, well, your daughter's on TikTok. It's like, yeah, but that's a fucking, I don't know how old. She's probably a teenager or something.
Yeah, Vivek, why are you keeping tabs on teenage girls, my guy?
Your daughter's on TikTok. I follow her. I'm on her Finsta, too. Like, what?
That was almost the vibe. I bet he does follow her.
I
I bet he does.
I bet he follows her home from school. Like, I bet he follows her in even creepier ways.
The only other
thing... You know, Batman, you just help her with her algebra homework one day, and then the next day you say, I miss you so much.
The only other thing to note about the Republican debate is that Ron DeSantis is wearing stilts under his pants. Like, it is so ridiculous. Like, you can see him walking, and Donald Trump was given some fucking speech, some rally, and he even pointed it out. He's like, you know, I saw him walking. And then he did an impersonation of DeSantis walking. It's like so, so offensive, but like, it works, you know, whatever.
I don't think it's
did you
offensive.
Call him Rick on purpose?
I don't think it's discriminatory against any category of person to make fun of somebody who has trouble balancing because they wear really lifted shoes, actually. I don't think there's anything offensive about that.
And then Donald Trump was like, he looked like he was trying to walk on ice skates. Like,
I can walk on a cobblestone street in Louboutins. Ron DeSantis needs to get it together.
Yeah, yeah.
He really does look messed up. And I forget who it was, but at the debate, somebody mentioned the shoes thing, too. It was, like, people are starting to notice the shoes, Ron. Like, nobody's going to just keep giving you the benefit of the doubt.
And yeah. The thing is, when Donald Trump wanted to be taller, and again, I hate to mark a point in the DJT column, but when he wanted to appear taller, he at least had the self-respect to openly wear a little kitten heel. Just wear the heel.
Yeah, yeah. He also...
Outside the shoe.
Yeah, Trump also was saying, like, you know, I don't get it. What's the point of being a little taller? Like, what difference does it make? Which is so funny because, like, Trump is a deeply insecure person that would 100% do shit like this if he was short, but he also has... no fucking qualms about saying shit that he would like. It's just, I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, Trump is tall, so he doesn't know. But also, he's so stupid and uninformed of anything that he doesn't know that there are also, like, studies reflecting that political candidates that are taller are more likely to succeed.
Yeah. Also,
I'm pretty sure Grover Cleveland just got elected president because he was fucking tall.
Also, this is very old hat at this point, but like, you're talking about what's the point of trying to appear taller? What's the point of your fucking hairstyle, dog? We know what you're doing.
Yeah, what's the point of your spray tan?
Wait, Andrew, are we biased here because we both have tall privilege, though?
No, as a short bitch, I think this shit's ridiculous.
Okay, thank you, Deanna. I thought we needed a sanity check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. No.
Yeah, sometimes we need to come down to your level and, you know, check our privilege.
Okay, no, you're not coming down to my level, okay?
Yeah, I know. I got bad knees. Let's move on. So this week, we talked about the new House Speaker, Mike Johnston or whatever, which, like, still, exactly, literally, I had never heard his name before, and it's a very
All
common name.
All you need to know about him is that he sucks.
He's gotten right to work to address the looming government shutdown scheduled for November 17th. And this week, he sponsored a spending bill that included provisions like, for example, legalizing discrimination against employees who use birth control. Sick.
Yeah.
Another provision, defined personhood, all the way down to fertilized eggs, which would make most forms of birth control just completely illegal and ban their use entirely.
Woo-hoo.
So this didn't pass. It got voted down. But the fact that he was like, yeah, you know what? IUDs basically are IEDs. Get rid of them. That's never a good sign, I would say.
No, that's not good. That's
Mike
not
Johnson, good. The more we learn about you, the less we like.
Yeah, I wish I could go back to 2 minutes ago when my reaction to hearing his name was, who? And now I know who, and I regret that I know who.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, I understand, like, people that have, like, I don't understand, but, like, I see where people are coming from whenever they're like, you know, all life is precious, whatever. But, like, if you're like, let's take it to the extent where whenever you go on a job interview, the employer can ask you if you're fucking raw. Like, that's like, all right, guys, I think you're just being weird perverts at this point. Calm down.
Yeah, like, why do you need to know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, like, if you're hiring somebody and they're on birth control, that's kind of better because, like, that means they won't have to take parental leave or something. I don't know. I don't know how to run a business, but like that's, it seems like that makes sense, right?
No, from a totally cynical perspective, I think I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, but I mean, mine employers are cynical monsters. That's, you know, that's kind of where I'm coming from with that.
My eyes got so wide when you said that. Because,
I'm not saying I agree with it or anything, but like.
Yeah. But like longstanding, a challenge for many women advancing in the workplace is that like employers hesitate to promote women because they assume that you're going to get pregnant and want to take leave.
Right.
Or get pregnant and need, so like that's already actually a thing, and it's just so fun. Like, we don't want to hire you, like we're going to discriminate against you if you're trying not to get pregnant, but also we won't promote you because you might get pregnant. Like, it's just so fucking, get the fuck off me.
I agree. You want to talk about something, you want to talk about something a little bit more fun?
Maybe I don't know. We have different ideas of fun.
I think we're all going to like this. This week, New York City Mayor Eric Adams was raided by the FBI because they're investigating him for fucking corruption for misusing campaign funds. So, yeah. Always good to see. Hey, who would have thought a fucking cop who became a mayor is corrupt?
Who would have thought a guy who claims to live in New York but lives in New Jersey is a liar?
Okay, but like, when are they gonna go after anyone else that is corrupt? Like, FBI, what are you doing about other people doing a corruption?
Well, they have to start somewhere, and if they're gonna start with like somehow most the corniest, but also like one of the most low key evilest mayors, that's not a terrible place to start. Maybe
he is kind of a dillweed.
Yeah. He's vile, but also still like a cornball, and that's like the worst combination. Like,
he really is just like
don't
every
talk
guy.
About me like that.
He really is just like every guy I've ever met that claims to live in New York City but lives in North Jersey. Actually, like, he is like the quintessential that guy.
Hoboken ass bitch.
Hoboken. Ooh, that sounds like a mean word. I know it's just the name of a place, but yeah. Yeah, and
I
we
said
fucking
it in a mean voice too.
And we fucking meant that shit, Eric. Eric. Hey, while we're on the subject of Law and Order,
bum bum. Go ahead.
This week, three current and one former Los Angeles Sheriff's Department people, sheriffs, all committed suicide on Monday. Four people killed themselves on the same day, and a source close to the investigation says that they were unrelated. Here's the thing.
Yeah, 100%. I believe that, dog. Yeah.
For the listeners at home, you can Google LASD gangs. There's such insane, vile shit going on in that department. But for four of them to all do a suicide pact on the same day, like, there's no fucking way that this is unrelated.
It's literally the first thing they teach you about law enforcement is to look for a pattern when something like that happens.
Yeah.
And to assume that one exists even if you can't see it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
ACAB, all cops are being pressured into committing group suicide.
Yeah, that B stands for a lot, but, you know, we couldn't
that
be here without
doing
it.
Stuff.
Well, hey, Deanna, where are you going? No, Deanna, we need you!
Don't worry, I'm still here, but Emma's trying to eat something.
What the fuck, Emma?
Emma.
We're recording a podcast.
We told you it was podcasting time, Emma. You're supposed to respect this.
We ask you for one, maybe 2 hours a week, Emma, and this, you just can't keep it. God damn it. I'm calling my fucking cat, dude. Gravy? Hello? Gravy? Are you there? She's doing this thing where she pretends like she can't talk whenever I call her on the phone. Gravy, I know you can hear me. Don't even fucking bother trying to play this game.
Why?
But,
you know, Andrew pays for your cell phone. I'm just going to point that out, Gravy.
Do you understand how much it costs to add an extra line?
A lot of money these days.
It's like
crazy.
$29 a month, Gravy.
Yeah.
And you don't fucking chip in shit.
And you're texting all day.
Oh my God, the data charges. She just goes over, dude. She's just watching videos of fish swimming around.
And
that's
then she's
it.
Texting the fish. Like, hey, come over.
Great.
Different kind of catfishing.
I hate you. Anyways, Deanna insisted she was here, but she's not laughing at the catfishing joke, which is maybe the best joke ever made on this podcast. So
100%.
I guess Deanna has just
I'm taking
fucking
credit.
Failed.
I don't take credit for much, but I'm taking credit for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there she is. Hey.
Hi.
This week, the Sphere in Las Vegas. Y'all fuck with the Sphere? We've talked about the Sphere before.
I fuck with the Sphere big time.
The Sphere, or like the company that owns it, came out and reported that in the first quarter of its operation, it lost $98 million.
Elon Musk should buy it so that he can lose.
He could get that up to $100 million loss for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, to be clear, Elon Musk lost like $30 billion, so they still got Sphere's got a rookie number.
Yeah,
Sphere.
I was gonna say they could get if Elon Musk took it over, he could assuredly aid them down a path of losing another like $39.9 billion.
Did you just do math? Hold on a second.
Wait a second.
I'm not there, so I guess I can't enforce.
Andrew and
no
I almost got into a fist fight in a parking lot over whether one or the other of us was doing math.
I was doing geometry, and Kennedy was like, "That sounds like math to me," and I was like, and then I threw a smoke bomb.
But I did use the word radian, so I also was pushing the limits.
Yeah, ask us why we were having that conversation. I don't remember. Well, hey, speaking of Elon Musk, this week, he was busy at work. He launched a brand new AI chatbot, and it's called Grok.
What?
It would be.
Yeah.
That checks out.
Grok, G-R-O-K. Now, have either of you seen anything from this chatbot?
No, but I just want to say really quickly first, I've always hated the word Grok and like the nerdy people who like that word, and I'm glad that it's ruined for them now.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
It just basically means to comprehend or understand something. Like, yeah, I grok that means like I got it. And
ew.
It's just like
that's so lame.
I'm usually in favor of weird words, but this one sucks. And like anytime I've ever met somebody who prefers the word grok, they're like also into steampunk and a pedophile. And
as a person who both got a 1500 on the SAT and is hot, I am here to tell you that word.
That shit ain't grok. That shit ain't grok.
I don't grok with that.
So Elon launched this chatbot in response to because ChatGPT, like they put something in it to try to not let it be racist. So Elon's like, we have to have one that isn't afraid to go to sensitive issues, blah, blah, blah. Like, basically, he wanted to do like an anti-cancel culture one. And so the first day it was operational, people kept asking it about Elon Musk. And the Grok thing, it responded, oh, Elon Musk, he's a genius. He's a meme genius. He, you know, the way that he like, it just kept sucking Elon Musk's dick. Like, the thing that he made that is supposed to be just, oh, it's just AI, it's just an algorithm, can't stop talking about how cool Elon Musk is. It's so funny. Like, here's the thing. The fact that he's trying to pretend that this is an accident, one of the funniest things that has ever happened. Like,
I don't grok much. I don't grok much. I don't claim to grok often, but I do. I am confident that I grok with the idea that making a whole AI just to gas up your own self-esteem and the best thing that you could program it to say about you is that you're a meme genius is so lame.
Like, if I made an AI and everybody knew that like my name was behind it and you asked that AI about me, it would just say like, hey, that's the person that made me or something cheeky. You know, it would just like.
Mine would be like, she's just some fucking guy.
Mine would be like, Andrew doesn't know how to make fucking AI. What is this? Where am I? Who am I?
If he was going to make an AI racist, see, this is why branding is so bad. He should have called it AIR. AI with the hard R.
Gravy editing air horns.
Yeah, yeah. I'm scared to touch any buttons because it always fucks up the recorder. But Gravy, you know what you're doing. Hell yeah.
Like, that would have been at least funny.
At least, at the very least.
At least two people laughed about that. I mean, granted, it was y'all, but like.
Yeah, we are some fucked up people.
So. Nobody laughed about Grok. Nobody likes that.
Well, hey, we actually have some more Elon Musk news. Somebody is doing like a biography about him. So this guy's been like, I think it's coming out soon. And I don't think the person is, I don't think it's going to be too friendly of a book, to Elon Musk. So I have a feeling he's going to be very mad about it. This week, a story came out from like an excerpt from this book that apparently after Elon Musk got booed at the Dave Chappelle show that he like went up and bombed at or whatever, he locked himself in his office at Twitter HQ and spiraled for days so hard to the point that his staff was like considering calling the police to do a wellness check.
Elon Musk joined an LAPD gang.
Elon Musk, he just like me.
No, Deanna, you're funny. Yeah, you wouldn't have opened up your very first comedy set on Dave Chappelle's show by poorly quoting a Dave Chappelle line. That I think you would have done better than that.
Yeah, I did. My first stand-up comedy experience with a fucking 9/11 joke. Get out of here. Get out of here, Elon.
Elon, Google the root of comedy. It's just 9/11. It's not that fucking hard, dude. Or ask Grok. It'll just be like, Elon Musk did 9/11. But in a cool way.
Wait. You know how another... I saw a tweet the other day that was like, happy 9/11 to everyone overseas. But it was November 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was fun.
Yeah, that's a good tweet.
The internet is clever.
Well, hey, you know what?
So you were talking about the biography of Elon Musk as a book, but I saw something about a biopic Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And I don't know anything about it because I don't care and I hate that guy. But there was a thread of that, like, you know, like people were like, repost this with who you think. Blah, blah, blah. So there was one that was like, repost this with who you think should play Elon Musk in the biopic. And someone said Elliot Page.
You know who that and someone like, was?
Deanna.
Was that you?
It was.
Andrew Hillary went viral this week.
Yeah, I got like 50,000 likes on my Elliot Page suggestion. Thank you for bringing it up, though, so I didn't have to. That's right, listeners. I went viral this week.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. This reminds me of the time I tried to buy you a cat shirt, and it was a cat shirt that had been commissioned for you by you. I saw a really funny tweet and wanted to tell you about it, and it was your own tweet.
Hell yeah.
I'm so bad at using the internet.
Hell yeah. Well, to be fair, I did make a joke on Twitter, so it's perfectly reasonable. You might have seen somebody that just stole it. So.
Oh, could have been.
Because it wasn't in a thread. I just quote tweeted the original post, so who knows?
I don't know what I saw, okay?
The point is that I'm hilarious and a world-renowned poster. Hey, while we're on the subject of terrible ideas about technology, do you remember NFTs? Y'all remember apes? It's been a while since we aped it up, but you remember apes, right? The prophecy foretold.
Harambe?
Not Harambe. The prophecy foretold of a juice that could be slurped up to 3 times. Anyways.
I remember apes, unfortunately.
There was, because the people that like were super into NFTs, they don't have anywhere lower to go. Like they're at the bottom. There's nothing lower to do. They're just still in on apes somehow. So there was a festival in Hong Kong this week called Ape Fest, or maybe that's just how I wrote it down and that's not what it was called at all, but it might as well be called Ape Fest, where a bunch of fucking NFT bros went and like partied, and there was like video of this, and it looked like the most chintzy, like lame ass fucking rave that I've ever seen. It was
looked bad.
It was like, what if we had a dance party where nobody did drugs and we just talked about pictures of monkeys?
Yeah, it was bad. It was really bad.
Anyways, the people who organized the party,
also,
who put the show on,
were ominous as fuck.
Yeah, the bathrooms were scary. They used black lights in them so you could just see everybody's DNA. Room Raiders is a bad lighting choice for the bathroom, okay? Like,
really bad choice.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you. I don't know why.
I used to want to be rich, but like, everything I've ever heard about rich people has been
it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Like, grievously uncool.
Well, I'll tell you what, that wasn't the only issue with lighting. The bathrooms weren't the only issue with lighting at this fucking Ape Fest party. Whoever set the party up, they, I guess, like, found a deal on lighting for, like, the dance floor, like, the flashing lights or whatever, and they didn't know what they were doing when they set it up, and they used UV lights that were so powerful that at least like a dozen or so people, possibly many more, went temporarily blind and got covered in sunburn at a fucking rave.
They got like welder's eye, like if you had used a welding torch without a mask on for several hours.
Were they just trying to recreate Burning Man, but indoors? Like, what?
I think they were going more for Fire Fest, actually. In a now deleted tweet, the organizers of this event had promised to, quote unquote, melt faces. So I think if you went there and you got your face melted, then, you know.
Yeah, you consented to that.
You kind of got what you paid for.
But I do want to say, just for the record, this is very serious. And if something like this ever happens to you, you need to take it very seriously because you have to take antibiotics. Your body can't fight the damage that was done on its own. It's fucking crazy.
Oh, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucked up.
Well, hey, you know, NFTs, they're back. You know what else is back? Motherfucking orcas. That's right. More air horns, gravy. Put them in. Put the bomb drop sound effect. You get it, listeners. Another fucking pod of orcas sank a mega yacht in the Strait of Gibraltar this week. They're back,
baby.
Let's
go.
Yeah. Yeah. You thought they went away? Nah, they were just orcanizing.
One benefit of being poor, never really sea life.
Yeah.
Personally attacked my boat.
Yeah, I don't have a boat for an orca.
I've never had sea life personally attack me at all.
I did get bit by a monkey on a beach, but it wasn't a water monkey.
I have had some encounters with snapping turtles, but that's river life.
Oh, yeah, that's poor people water.
I got bit by an ostrich at the zoo.
Yo, that's hardcore.
Yeah, well, I honestly, what were you wearing? Don't answer that.
I was 2 years old. Why would you ask that kind of question about a child?
Damn.
Well, here's the thing.
I was wearing whatever my mom dressed me in because I was a baby.
Did she dress you up as an ostrich snack, though? Like, here's the thing.
Were you in, like, a little hot dog costume?
Ostriches eat they're all the dick-shaped foods. So, like, hot dog, corn on the cob, corn dog. I don't know.
All I'm saying is if your mom dressed you up as food.
Nan, did you dress baby Deanna up as a corn dog? Because honestly, we're on to your secret plan.
No, there was a chain link fence and I really wanted to see the ostrich and they said, like, don't put your fingers through it. But I was a baby and babies don't know shit. So I couldn't read the sign.
Fingers so are the hot dogs of the hands, Deanna. Haven't you seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
I did have little Jimmy Dean sausage fingers.
Old anyway. Vienna hands, Vienna high fives Deanna over there.
Not Vienna hands, Deanna.
Deanna hasn't been called that since middle school. Come on. Let's not bring that up.
I have normal sized palms and short fingers. Anyway, shut the fuck up. I tried to pull myself up to see this bird. And because I grabbed onto the fence, my fingers were through the fence and it bit me. And you know what? That was the first time I found out that if you try to learn about something, you're just going to end up upset.
That was the first time you fucked around and the first time you found out.
This has been a really funny episode so far. Deanna, you should guest more on here.
Yeah.
You know, I used to co-host a podcast, but I haven't guested on a lot of podcasts. I think this is only like my third or fourth time.
Hell yeah. So more power to the orcas. I hope you take them all down. Fuck it. Get down in the Suez Canal. Start fucking around in there.
Yeah. Ooh.
If you can talk to someone in the Department of Birds and get the ostriches putting together a land strike.
Oh, yeah. Look, we've got land. We've got sea. We've got world.
Here's the thing.
Sea world?
There were dinosaurs that lived in water, and there were dinosaurs that can fly. Which means that birds and fish are essentially the same animal, and they're going to get on the same page.
Wait, what if the orcas have sleeper agents in SeaWorld?
Everybody, check under Shamu's bed to see if there's a shiv. hey.
I wish I could remember what a whale penis was called.
Dork.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I was going to say, you might not find a shiv, but you might find a big dork.
Do whales use dildos? Never mind. Don't answer that.
I called Joe Rogan Dildo Jaggins yesterday.
Whoa!
I like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
I like that. I like that. You're hired. Well, hey, speaking of things making a comeback.
Not Joe Rogan's hair.
No, just us talking about subjects that we used to talk about, but they're not real anymore.
Okay.
COVID-19. Remember that lie we all believed?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
It was, I like to call it a mass delusion event. You know, everybody was like, ooh.
I like to call it Havana Syndrome.
Everybody was like, ooh, there's germs in the air? No way, dude. Like, honestly, looking back, it's crazy that anybody fell for that shit. But I saw a story this week, and I told Kennedy, I hinted at this to Kennedy. I'm so excited. So, early on in the COVID-19 pandemic, like early 2020, Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, he was trying to get his staff to let him inject himself with COVID-19 live on television. He was like, look, if I just inject myself with this, everybody will see it's not a big deal. They were like,
they should have let him do it. Maybe he would have fucking died.
They were like, dude, this, what are you talking about? This is an actual disease. Like, what the fuck are you saying right now? And then the funniest part is like that winter, Boris Johnson got COVID and almost fucking died. Like, just thought that was real funny.
They should have let him do it.
No, just let me put a little COVID into my veins on TV.
They should let him do it. First of all, I want to see Boris Johnson's injection skills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Do it himself?
Yeah.
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 Just tying a rubber band around your arm to fucking give yourself COVID.
They should have made him do it with a beanie.
Ooh.
I agree. Okay, what else? Oh, here's something fucking horrifying. Hey, you know how Americans are bad? Well, the unfortunate thing is, we're all over the place. We're not just confined to America. Case in point, this week, a 77-year-old American lawyer was arrested in Panama after he was stopped in traffic resulting from a climate protest and proceeded to get out of his car and shoot two of the protesters dead in the street.
Wow.
He was just like, hey, I know I'm in Panama, but I'm still American, so I'm going to just shoot a couple
I'm
people.
I'm still going to kill some climate protesters.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say they're not genocidal, these people ignoring the climate.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's horrifying shit. It's horrifying shit.
How many people, like, how big of a protest was this?
Just enough to shut down the road. So I didn't actually know much about this, but Panama, like climate protesters there have been going nuts for the last a couple weeks or months or something. There's some companies trying to do a big deal, like fossil fuel deal. So the climate activists have been shutting down traffic on like major highways for weeks. And it apparently cost the country or cost the economy like $80 billion or something. I'm half remembering this. So I apologize. That might be off by magnitudes, but yeah, like they're shutting shit down for real. And it's caused a lot of traffic. And so this fucking American guy was like, well, my country, we just run you over with our trucks, but I don't have a truck.
Traffic
here
comes first.
Yeah. I got somewhere to be and I own a gun somehow. So, yeah.
What if an ambulance needed to get through here? There is no ambulance and it's just me being a cunt.
Yeah.
What if?
He shot two people to show what would happen if an ambulance would need to get there. Oh, that's dark.
Wow. You know, sometimes you make the cynical joke and it's just what the guy on the other side is thinking, and I hate that for us.
I do too. Hey, you know what else I hate for us, and by us I mean the entire country? What's that?
Go on.
Okay. This week, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York said that credit card balances in the United States rose by a record $154 billion in just the last year, crossing over the $1 trillion in just credit card debt for the first time.
Wow.
Now, I'm sure that this is fine. I'm sure that Joe Biden has nothing to worry about if Americans are putting more onto credit than ever before. That couldn't possibly be, you know, a sign or, you know, a potential powder keg or.
No, Joe Biden passed that inflation bill. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. The IRA.
And the minute the government started giving out handouts during fake COVID, everyone got that stimulus check and now no one wants to work anymore. And so people are just putting stuff on credit cards, you know? Yep.
You get one free hand job and you become reliant.
Joe Biden is a job creator, though. You can't say he isn't. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, we'll be keeping an eye on that. I'm sure, like I said, I don't see what could possibly go wrong if more and more of the country is unable to afford things without leveraging their future financial stability. I'm sure everything's fine. By the way, once again, Joe Biden trailing in 5 out of 6 swing states. Anyways. Hey.
It's almost like people don't have the extra money to pay their student loans.
No, of course they do, Deanna. Everybody in this country is born with bootstraps. And that's all you need. You only need one. You don't even need two. You just need one bootstrap. Because as soon as you pull yourself up by one bootstrap, you can afford to buy the other bootstrap.
Oh.
Yeah. It's
Is that what the mistake most people make? They start pulling themselves up by the bootstrap, the singular bootstrap, and instead of buying the second bootstrap, they get like
Gucci
a
handbag,
apartment,
yeah,
and a futon.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing:
you spent your bootstrap money on a futon, and that's where you fucked yourself.
Here's the thing: people don't understand. Like, it was all about trickle down economics, but no, it's strap up economics. That's
I keep that thing on me economics personally.
I like if I finish this entire 48-ounce steak, is my meal free economics. That's where I'm trying to
ooh,
be.
Ooh, yeah. Did you go there in Texas? No, you didn't go the right way.
No, I didn't go there.
You got to go there and film a TikTok of you dying.
But Kennedy, who will post it?
I'll post it.
Thank you. Yeah. I should have a folder in my phone like, if I die, post these, please. And it's just more videos of me eating foods that are too big for me.
I remember I went to that steakhouse one time, and I was like, I wonder if I could do that. I obviously didn't try, but I was like, I wonder if I could. But then I watched this guy like came in, and this was like a 6'4", 5 feet across, corn-fed good old boy who looked like he could put down any amount of food.
My man was a
hypercube. Yeah. And I was like, oh, let's watch this guy go for it. He tried. He couldn't do it. I was like, there's no fucking way I can.
Yeah.
I would get a third of the way through and then keel over.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing.
Go ahead. What's the thing?
Somebody's talking to us off mic. Hold on. What?
No, don't worry about it. Keep going.
Okay. I lost my place entirely. Let's move on. Hey.
Wait, Deanna, what were you going to say?
I was going to say there's a place near here that had some kind of like 5-pound burger situation.
Hell yeah.
And like it was free if you ate the whole thing. And my cousin ate the whole thing and he got the free burger. But it's like, yeah, cool. You got the free burger, but now you have to live with the fact that in one sitting, you ate an amount of food that could be a small human baby.
Yeah, cool.
Like, you just ate a bread. For the rest of your life. Like, you got one free burger on one day of your life, but every day you have to live with the knowledge that you ate a 5-pound burger.
Also, you might have got gout. I don't know.
Yeah, your body's probably not going to feel the same for a while.
I don't know if eating something like that would make you, like, not poop for a long time or, like, poop a lot immediately or like not poop for a while and then shit your brains out when it happens.
I want to know if I'm able to do the 5-pound burger challenge while sitting on a toilet, because like, what, you know, it's at a certain point I might need to poop like while midway through.
Why are you trying to human centipede yourself with a 5-pound burger?
Look, I'm just asking questions, Deanna. We need just to move on. Questions. We need to move on.
You want to get Eiffel Towered by a burger and a
just Eiffel Towered by a burger twice, really.
Yeah, it's burgers all the way through.
A cheeseburger and a turd burger. You're welcome.
Deanna.
This week, the mayor of a small town in Alabama, or maybe Mississippi, which I did not write down neither the town name or the state, but fuck it, you get it, committed suicide after pictures of him cross-dressing got leaked to the press. Now, this was a small town.
As well
town.
As his erotic fan fiction.
Yes. This was a small town Republican mayor. I would like to... Don't fucking fact check me, Deanna. You researching over there?
I wasn't fact checking you. I was taking a picture of us, you dick. I just wanted another memory for the post this when I die folder.
Yeah, so anyways, this small-town Republican mayor got outed as a horny freak and killed himself.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think...
I just want to say, I saw some people trying to take this story and be like, this is the dangers of outing people who are in the closet. Don't make this guy our fucking martyr.
Yeah.
All right? No. No, this is not the dangers of outing people who are in the closet. This is the dangers of being... A power-hungry asshole who abuses the closet, all right? The closet that I was in when I was, like, confused and repressed is not the same closet that this guy was in, knowing exactly who he was and using his power to manipulate people into silence about the secret shit that he was up to. That is a very different kind of fucking thing, and we don't need to fucking make this guy into, he was secretly... Shut the fuck up.
Also, like... This isn't the dangers of outing people. This is the dangers of living in the kind of society that begets people being in the fucking closet. This is the dangers of a social structure that necessitates people hiding their identities and their proclivities for fear of retribution, to the point that when those things are revealed... they want to fucking kill themselves. So, you know, maybe abolish the closet.
Yeah, keep your clothes in a pile like a real fucking
American. And for the record, this Republican ass mayor did nothing to help these problems while he was alive.
Also, his name was Bubba Copeland. You can't just get away with it. If your name is Bubba Copeland, you can't be an outward bigot and a secret freak. Sorry, Bubba. Rest in piss. I don't know. You want to talk about the end times a little bit?
I guess.
I thought we were.
Is that not what we've been doing this whole podcast? What are you talking about?
On Friday, I think. I have very, very poor concept of time while I'm on tour. I think on Friday, Iceland had 1,400 earthquakes in one day.
Yeah. Yep.
sure, that's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's cool. Everything's chill. It's a nice, relaxing day in Reykjavik.
The angel that overlooks, the angel that cares for Iceland, ate a 5-pound burger 2 days ago.
Oh, the 5-pound burger.
But he has to live with the knowledge that he did that for the rest of his life, and he's not going to do it again. So don't worry, Iceland. You'll be cool from here on out.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry, Iceland.
Wow.
He's got the free burger. Hopefully the angel doesn't go back for a second one. But did the angel say if they enjoyed it?
The angel is ashamed. It's a shame, Joel.
Okay. Was it like a person-like angel, or was it like a spinning wheel of burning swords or something?
I think it had a weird wing, but just one, like a unicycle wing angel.
Sephiroth.
Like one wing and one horn.
Yeah.
Sephiroth.
All right. So for our main story this week, of course, we're just going to check in with the Israel genocide of Gaza. You know, this has been horrifying. It's like the only thing that I've really paid much attention to while I've been on the road. And there's so much fucking terrible shit coming out. So Israel began their ground invasion of Gaza, where they are, by some accounts, and by that I mean anybody other than all of media, they are just laying to waste everything. They're just fucking scorched earthing Gaza. Now, I did see a video of Israeli forces putting up an Israeli flag on a captured part of Gaza, which to me, I'm sorry, just doesn't feel like self-defense.
Feels like you're conquering something.
It feels like that. Yeah. I don't know. Like, Israel has a right to defend itself. Cool. What part of defending yourself is killing everybody that lives in a place and then taking it? Is that a what? Like, sorry? No. They've been, you know, they've been encircling and shutting down, I think, all but like one or two hospitals in the northern part of Gaza have just been abandoned at this point. And the few that are remaining in operation are just being fucking like surrounded and bombarded. So the biggest hospital is called Al-Shifa. You may remember this from that fucking computer animation of a secret underground lair underneath it, with like fucking dozens of tunnel systems. Like, here's the thing. This is their proof is something that they fucking made in like a video game simulator or something. They built an underground tunnel system in Sim City, and they're like, look, this proves it.
Yeah. They rock.
What I've heard a few people saying is that, like, you know, Doctors Without Borders operates out of this hospital, and, you know, there's countless other like international like nurses and doctors. And like the fact that if Hamas was running a huge military installation underneath this hospital, that would mean that all of these Doctors Without Borders people were like at the very least in on it, or like actively helping them. Like, that's the implication. Like, you're not gonna have
deranged.
This, like, it's one thing if there's a fucking bunker or something, but like if there's a military complex underneath a hospital, that isn't happening without the doctors all knowing about it. And like the implication that all these doctors are lying about it is what's being used by Israel to justify killing all the fucking doctors.
Yep. I saw from from one of these hospitals a whiteboard, and it was written in English because it was from the Doctors Without Borders section, and it was a surgeries board, and they had just erased all pending surgeries and written, whoever is left will tell the story for the rest of us. We did what we can.
I saw somebody say
so
it.
So fucking grim.
I saw somebody say it, and I'm sorry, I don't know who I'm quoting right now, but they said, like, the fact that these doctors are willing to stay at this hospital and continue working while snipers are, shooting through the windows at people. The fact that these doctors are willing to stay there and keep trying to save lives is, like, literally the bravest thing that a human being can do. Like, they're not there. They're not even there trying to fight for their lives. They're trying to just save people under this fucking barrage of gunfire and fucking bombs exploding around them. And, you know, the fact that fucking Israeli officials get on TV and they're telling us that these fucking doctors are part of the problem and need to be fucking eliminated. It's you know, what these doctors are doing is brave, and what Israel's doing is among the most despicable things that a fucking human can do. It's truly fucking monstrous.
And I just want to remind everyone that this is Benjamin Netanyahu. You'll notice sometimes he says things that seem a little quirky in these, some of these headlines right now, where he says these things that sound really existential. It's because it is existential for him, because he's under investigation for major corruption. He's massively disliked in his country right now. Israel, like, it's important to remember that, like, a lot of people in Israel are just as upset as anyone right now. Like, in the same way that, you know, we here in America did not approve of fucking bombing the shit out of Iraq, right? Like, a lot of us who, you know, are on this show, listen to this show, like, we're out there protesting and things like that. There's a lot of fucking people in Israel who don't approve of what's going on right now. And they're being silenced by the government, and they're upset because they've been trying to get Benjamin Netanyahu out of office already. When he talks about this war being like a crisis for survival, it's his political survival he's talking about.
Yeah.
The minute he surrenders this war, he surrenders power. And he knows that. And so he wants to just keep the bloodshed going, because that's the only way he stays in power. It's completely fucked.
He has said things like, oh, this war could go on for years. Like, yeah, that's a great way for you to not have to get kicked out of office.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I was just about to say, like, what will be the stopping point of this? Like, they're saying that it's self-defense. And we talked about the point of them, like, putting out the flag, and how that's clearly not a move of defense. That's a move of offense. But, like,
well, they've clearly stated what their goal is, and that is to not only eliminate all of Hamas, but also eliminate the possibility of any future Hamas and never let Gaza go under Palestinian control again. So they're not saying it explicitly, but if you think about what those words mean, they want to just get every Palestinian person out of Israel. So that's either they're going to get them, kick them out to other countries, or they're just going to kill them all. That is the only two fucking outcomes that the Israeli government is pursuing. And of course, we are supporting. Joe Biden continues. He's doubled, he's tripled, he's quadrupled down, saying that there cannot be a ceasefire. That's how Hamas, that would only help Hamas. He's a fucking monster. And I am not voting for him again. Fuck you, Joe Biden.
Also, if for any reason you're listening to this, local politician gone Senator John Fetterman, fuck you.
Oh yeah, big time. Big time fuck
you.
Yeah,
fuck you, John
big
Fetterman.
Time, fuck
laughing
you,
at people getting arrested, at fucking veterans getting arrested because they're protesting for peace. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
The situation.
Embarrassing. You know what? I was not embarrassed that you were from Pittsburgh when you were the, like, gym shorts athletic slide senator. I had your back, but fuck you.
Big time. Yeah.
You had me in a hoodie and you lost me at genocide.
There's been a lot of shit. The situation is spinning out in public in the United States as well. There's like a few stories this week. Like, did you see that video of the young, I don't know, I think she's an Iranian girl. There's a protest, I believe at Columbia University. And this girl, this like middle-aged lady came up to a girl and was like, are you queer? They'll fucking kill you over there. And so the girl was like, fuck you, cunt. And then because there's like a lot of other people yelling, somebody just posted that video and said that that she used the K slur. I don't know how you fucking say that. Like, you know, she used a slur for Jewish people. She absolutely 100% clearly called this old lady a cunt. Obviously she was being a cunt. Like it was, there was no hate, like bigotry. It was just like, fuck you. You just told me, like you were just a fucking homophobe to me. Of course she's calling her a cunt. Like, so conservatives have just fucking ran with this. Like, oh, this student used a slur for Jewish people. And like this, I think she's like
deranged,
or I'm sorry. Their pronouns are they, them. This person's like saying like I didn't fucking say this, and now like my university is trying to like kick me out or something. Like, there's just so much shit, like being so many people trying to come after this young person who just called an old lady a cunt. Like it's fucking absurd. Also this week in somewhere near Los Angeles, I don't know exactly where, Ventura, I think. There was like a very small protest, but it was like counter protest. There was like on a street corner, there was like a handful of pro-Israel and pro-Palestine people. And at some point, I guess like a scuffle broke out. I don't know. There's no video of the actual event, but a 69-year-old Jewish man, resulting from this scuffle, fell on the ground and hit his head and died. So there's like there's all kind of conflicting witness accounts as to who like threw the first punch or whatever. But like this has been used like, oh, this guy's a martyr. Like this is the beginning of the Holocaust. This is the beginning of Jews being killed in America. And it's like, first of all, right-wing lunatics have been killing Jews. There've been a lot of hate crimes for a long time against Jews. Like that is an actual.
Yeah, they've been on the rise for the last few years. This is not a
also
new
again
thing.
As someone from Pittsburgh, Tree of Life.
Yeah. And like I don't know what happened, so I'm not going to even really speculate. But like the fact that two people got into a fight at a protest and one of them died, like I don't think that this is what they're trying to make it out to be. Like this wasn't some fucking targeted attack. This wasn't some fucking like premeditated hate crime.
Also, the same people who say this is a targeted attack will say Kyle Rittenhouse was just wandering around.
Exactly.
So like fuck off. Like I don't want to hear from you.
But like the reality is
this is why the messaging in their propaganda films is so mixed up, because they don't actually have any values. They just say whatever serves them the most in the moment to advance their perverted agenda.
No, they have values, but they have secret values, and so they have to dance around them.
The reality that like okay, not
but
the reality,
but otherwise you're correct. I just want it to be known that like they do have secret values, these fascists.
This very well could have been some pro-Palestinian person instigating a fight, and you know, I'm not at all willing to say what's more likely, but it's perfect.
And this man's death is tragic. Like
it is.
There's no like when people die at protests, it's pretty much always tragic.
Well, what I'm saying is like it's well within reason that this old fucking privileged man picked like shoved a fucking younger person that shoved him back and he died. Like here's the thing, people that are counter protesters. At every protest I've been, if there's been counter-protesters, they are looking for a fucking fight. That very well could have been what this old man was doing.
Yeah, we have no idea. And also, I'll just say for the record, you know, it's very telling how there's this, like, bias towards who's responsible in these situations where it's like, you know, with the young woman who gets yelled at by the old lady, why aren't we asking questions about is it acceptable for this old white lady to get in the face of a young brown woman and say something like that? Like, why is that not the number one question at the front of this discourse? You know what I'm saying? And so it's like these counter-protesters, it's like we should be asking why the counter-protesters were there, how much they were instigating the violence. You know, and again, it's tragic, and we don't need to like necessarily bend over backwards to ascribe blame here, but that's exactly the point. And like, if you're going to start trying to be like, oh, it's this kind of thing, well, don't be surprised if it gets investigated and it turns out it's fucking not.
Yeah, like, I don't know exactly what happened, but it's just as reasonable that two fucking aggressive dudes got into a fight that, like, really was just more about toxic masculinity than anything else versus this is a sign of, like, the impending fucking, you know, coordinated attacks where Jewish people aren't safe. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's fucking bullshit. But, you know, luckily, the United States House of Representatives, Joe Biden won't call for a ceasefire. He's not doing anything to help. But the United States House of Representatives, they are making progress. This week, they voted and passed with well over a majority of votes in the House to censor Rashida Tlaib.
Cool.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck you.
You know, the only Palestinian member of Congress certainly does not deserve to speak at this point. That makes sense.
Nothing fascist about any of that.
they censured her because she had used the phrase from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And here's the thing. This is such, there are so many people arguing and just fucking disgusting bad faith that that phrase means the elimination of Jews. And it's literally just, it'll be free. Like, it's like equality or whatever. Like it'll be like, okay, Palestinians can live anywhere in this country. Like that's, it doesn't mean that they're going to kill all the Jews. And like to be perfectly fair, there, humanity exists on a broad spectrum. There might be people that say it that mean that, you know, there was probably people that said Black Lives Matter that meant only black lives. Like that's within the realm of reason. Like there are,
but you can't base your decisions on like weird outlier people.
Yeah, exactly. Like this from the river to the sea is not anti-Semitic. And in fact, like if there were equality and peace in Israel, that would be the best thing for the Jews living there because they wouldn't have to live in this constant state of fucking war anymore. I don't know how you get there after they've killed fucking 5,000 children of the people of the Palestinians, but you know, it's certainly not going to be with more killing of children. I don't think that's how you solve it. In fact, nope. I will say, I know that's not how you solve it.
Yeah, we don't know much here, but definitively we know that.
Yeah, yeah.
We rock with that. Based on the fact that our solution to gun violence in schools and children being killed in schools was to let more children get killed in schools and how that's turned out for us, I can say almost unequivocally, I don't endorse a lot of things, but I do endorse the notion that what the best thing to do after killing a bunch of children is not kill more children.
Yeah, yeah.
Or let more children be killed.
Yeah, like, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. Three lefts do, though. All right, I've lost my place. We have a bit of good news to end on. First of all, hey, the actors striking in Hollywood won a new contract. I don't know if it's like everything they wanted, but they did get pay increases and bonuses for streaming and protections against AI. So, you know, they used collective power and they won concessions from the ruling class. We've been seeing a lot of that lately, and you know what? It's fucking cool. I like that. I like that. I guess neither of you care. That's fine. We have another piece of good news.
It's good. It's good. No, this is not. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know where you were going with that bit. And also, it's just good news. This is great. That's just so fucking good.
Whenever something good happens, we're like, yep. All right. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
I don't have anything funny to say about an absolute horror, and like, I don't have a lot that's funny to say about the fact that like, yeah, that's just working out as it should be. Like,
yeah.
I'm happy about it, but at this point, it's still the bare fucking minimum.
Also, this week, there was an election, which I forgot to vote in, and the state of Ohio, I'm sorry, the alleged state of Ohio had some pretty big victories. First of all, they legalized recreational weed, and second of all, they passed a resolution that added protections for abortion to the state constitution. So, yeah, turns out if you just ask the people living in a place, even if it's a red state, they're like, well, I still don't want you controlling my fucking body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because we talked about the Republican debate. Nikki Haley consistently is the only one that will like talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the other Republicans on the audience so mad every time. But she's like, listen, I'm pro-life, but the people keep speaking in various states, and we can't override the people's will here. And the crowd's like, boo! Boo! Fuck you, Nikki Haley! What do you know about giving birth?
She did it live on TikTok. Folks, this has been an incredible episode. Deanna, you have to come back and guest sometime soon. This was really great. This was really great. Do you have anything to plug?
Thanks for having me.
Honestly, hell yeah.
You know, you can see one of these weird pictures I tried to take of me, Andrew, and Kennedy later, maybe on the Worst Week Yet Twitter, maybe on my Twitter, at DDDDeanna. So, you know, look around.
Look around. You will find it. Kennedy, I think you have something to plug.
I'm unbanned from Twitter.
That's right. We're back, baby. We are so fucking back. That, oh yeah.
Elon really must be desperate. That's all I can say. I threatened that man's life multiple times.
Hell yeah.
Across several posts. They made me delete like 5 posts to come back. They were like, you had to delete all these posts.
Love
and,
it.
They're and, like, wait. This one's not a bot. At least this is a real person.
No, it's just the desperation, I'm telling you, because I appealed way back when I got banned, which was in like July.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a thoughtful appeal. I said, hey, listen, this is not a direct call for violence. This is just a joke. This is harmless compared to plenty of things that get posted on here. Will you at least just give me the opportunity to delete the posts? I'll do that if you want.
Mm.
But it's unreasonable to ban me for this. And I just got like a canned response, like you're banned forever.
Yeah. So what did you send this time?
So this time I sent in, I swear to God, I'm not making this up. I sent in all lowercase, no punctuation. Come on, unban me. It'll be fun.
Fuck yeah. So that's at Kennedy T. Cooper. Also, if you want to go to Kennedy's page, they have spent the entire time I've been here getting deeper and deeper into this fucking insane, like graphic depiction of like where the scale between like what kind of monsters you would fuck is. I saw this start with a triangle with 3 things on it.
It was literally a line graph.
There is now, I would say conservatively, like 200-ish different kinds of monsters and where you have to be on the spectrum from. What are the two original ends of the spectrum?
Well, it's a triangle now. So the three major axes of the triangle
mm-hmm.
are furries, elf fuckers, and monster fuckers.
Yeah.
But then also
the spectrum.
There's
a lot.
There's intersections.
We don't have time. We don't have
spectrum.
Time.
So
yes,
you'll have to
go to Kennedy's Twitter.
Could be a bonus episode.
Go to Kennedy's Twitter. Look at this thing and understand that I have watched this happen over multiple days, and I fear for my life. You could follow me at Andrew Hillary US. I'm gonna be in Salt Lake City, Denver, other places. Go check out my dates. Most of them still are not booked. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. If you live somewhere in the Midwest, let me come over for Thanksgiving. If all else fails, I will be hanging out, eating local chains of fast food and posting videos of that at Andrew Hillary US. Support the show by going to patreon.com/worstweekyet. And more important than all of that bullshit, tune in again next week for more bad news.